say you're another year older, another year wiser, but I still go to school to get an education. I treat each and every day like a mini vacation. All grown up, I really want to shout it out. All grown up.
Imagine taking this puppy down Nosebleed Hill
and crashing it?
No, sailing past the finish line in front of the entire town.
The only thing standing between us and this race is building one of these cars.
And crashing it?
No.
Oh, what's the fun in racing if you don't get to walk away unscathed from a wall of flames?
Let's see how many horsies we got under here. So, how do you open this thing?
Boys, if I may step in here.
Oil can bonnet?
There is no latch, because there is no engine. This here's straight car racing. Going down a 1,000-foot hill at speeds of 30 miles an hour.
Yes.
Nothing between your behind and the asphalt, but a thin layer of balsa wood.
Wow. Cool.
This is pathetic. I'm being upstaged by auto parts.
Hey! Watch where you're drooling. Talk about pathetic. Check out that antiquated idea. Wouldn't catch me in one of those pageants, parading around for a bunch of judges like I'm in some dog show. No way, sister.
Oh, I'd love to be a derby princess, wear a pretty crown. I don't know why, but when you're into sports, nobody sees you as a girl anymore.
Hey, meathead! A little room here, huh?
This is so boring.
I just found a boredom buster. Hey, Pickles.
I promised I wouldn't tell you.
But seeing we're cousins and all,
see that girl coming toward us?
She told me she likes you.
But she's an eighth grader.
Just trying to give you a teeny ray of hope in your sad little life, but hey.
Hey, you want a lift?
Huh?
Angelica's been doing stuff like that my whole life. I'm sick of it.
Yeah, don't take it personally, Tommy. It's just a cousin thing.
She's my cousin, too. But she's really nice to me. She was totally there for me on my quest for the lost city of Atlantis. Well, that must be why she dunked you in the pool for so long.
I let it go, Tommy. We got a race to enter, cars to build.
That we can crash?
No! No! That's it. I don't have the stomach for racing. I'm out.
What do we do first?
Not a clue. Thanks, Tommy. Still no clue.
This was a bad idea. Maybe I'll just put it on my fun things to do someday list. Above wing locking and below wearing a cape.
I tried the cape thing. First few minutes, wow. After that, surprisingly dull.
Hey, guys!
Holy mayhem! Phil crashed a car already? We haven't figured out how it goes together yet.
You better get cracking! Did you hear the Nationals are being held in Paris, Texas? Home of the 2-pound waffle!
Come on, guys. We'll make popcorn, grab some sodas, and figure this thing out. It'll be fun.
Can't we get in our PJs and tickle each other?
No.
Hmm. Oh, Angelica.
Listen, Frumpkin. I've been hearing laughing and music coming from the Pickles' garage, and I want to know what's going on.
Gee, I don't think I should be divulging that kind of... They're building a car for the Derby!
That's it? Check, please!
First prize is a trip to the Nationals in Paris.
Paris? You get to go to Paris, France, for riding a souped-up skateboard down a hill?
If anyone should be going to Paris, it's me.
Those fashion tones wouldn't know what to do in Paris.
Angelica, I didn't say Paris.
I gotta go. Oh, here's your crumb cake.
If I were you, I'd ask for a new one.
This one's all crumbs.
Mom, I've gotta win this race. Got you. I need to go to Paris. Need to.
If you really want to win, baby, you're going to need to build the fastest machine on the road. You'll need to raise capital.
Capital? As in money? I don't know how to raise money.
That's what Mama's here for. I'm going to teach you how to take an aggressive, take-no-prisoners approach. My little girl's going to have the best car somebody else's money can buy. Micro-density fiberglass, rack and pinion steering.
Perfect triangulation for lowered wind resistance.
Where'd that come from?
It's in the genes, honey. So is that little mustache problem. Oh, but I've got people to take care of that.
Just the right amount of electricity and some rubber cement. My monster will come alive.
Hey, Boris Goofoff! Car's done!
Hey, we did okay.
Okay? This thing's a beaut.
You call that a car? I wouldn't let my worst enemies race in that death trap. Oh, wait a minute. They are.
Who asked you? Go away.
Is that any way to talk to a friend? I'm doing you a favor.
Hey, that piece of junk. Paris is mine.
You're entering the race? You don't know anything about cars.
And you do?
I don't care what it takes. You are not winning this, Angelica. You're going down.
Yeah, down that hill past you. Au revoir.
Okay, let's see how fast this baby goes. Everybody ready? Phil?
Ready.
Come on, Chucky, step back. I don't want to take you out.
Brace yourself, team. And go!
Should I press it now?
Oh, we're never gonna beat Angelica. Let's get this paperweight back to the garage, take it apart, and start from scratch.
Why the big push to beat Angelica, bro?
Why? This is why. This is where she talked me into going up the down escalator. Where she pushed me through the pet door. Where she got me to stick my hand in that anthill.
So we're gonna work our fingers to the bone because you kept letting Angelica sucker ya.
That patch of hair grow back yet?
I'm with you.
With us as your pit crew, you can't lose.
No. Theoretically.
What we need to do is upgrade the whole thing. Better wheels, sleeker chassis.
Sounds expensive.
We'll do what real race car drivers do. Get sponsors.
Here you go, boys.
Thanks.
Wow, $500.
Let's see Angelica beat that.
As you will read in your packets, a gold level gift gets you primo advertising on the hood. Silver level, you're on the door. The bronze level, well, don't bother. So do I have your commitment for the gold, gentlemen and lady?
Oh, well, I
don't know.
Okay, but I'm sure when I go across the street to your competition, they won't want to be left behind.
We're very excited.
Yes.
Definitely. 25 cents in an old inner tube.
Let's go hit the pet store. Maybe they'll give us their dead goldfish.
Okay, but I'm sure when I go across Mount Fuji to your competition, they won't want to be left behind.
Hi.
You know, Harold, we don't get to talk very much anymore.
Enough with the slurping! I want to know what Tommy and his band of merry morons are up to.
I can't. There's nothing you can say that will get me to forsake my friend's trust.
I'll let you put my karate sash under your pillow.
Their first car wasn't good enough, so they decided to raise the money to make it better.
Nothing like this, though. Is this wheel titanium?
No, fine!
Ah! Who's that?
Mannheim. He's my mother's mechanic from Bavaria.
Und nicht duschen on the automobile.
This thing's still gonna pull too many G's, so lay out the sauerkraut and start shaving this nose.
$20.79, and a popped inner tube.
We should quit.
Hi, guys! Wow! Angelica's only getting gobs of money, but you're getting prizes.
Just how much money, Harold?
I can't tell you. Trust is the glue of any relationship.
We'll give you the inner tube.
She brought in a mechanic from Bavaria.
That's it! Can we quit now?
If I quit, Angelica will razz me my whole life. No, this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna take our 20 bucks and roll it over into a surefire moneymaker.
Sounds great. What's the idea?
Don't know. Anybody?
How about a neighborhood carnival?
Yeah, a carnival. With cool rides, a giant midway, and a sideshow with all kinds of oddities of nature.
I know a guy who could turn his eyelids inside out. Oh, wait. That's me.
Don't you dare.
Phil, you rent the bouncer. Chucky, see if you can get one of those miniature trains they have at the zoo. And we'll need about 10 booths filled with prizes. This'll be the best carnival ever. Any customers yet?
One. You know that's my good hockey stick?
Was your good hockey stick? And your KidVid 2000 and Dill's Happy Copter. I rule!
I am almost done with my speech for the pageant. What do you think sounds better? Humiliating meat show or sexist blood sport? Well, I'll throw them both in.
I ordered the bouncer, I swear. See?
Yeah, I see. I see the wrong address. The people down the street with all those cats got our bouncer.
Nice doing business with you, boys.
So, how'd we do?
We don't have any customers and we're broke.
Don't lose faith, brother man. I've been doing a little tinkering with the Picklesmobile in the garage. I think you're gonna find it to your liking.
Voila! What is it?
It is a time machine.
Our portal to new technology, cures for diseases!
And what we got on our SATs.
I wish I could go back in time about 9 years so I can warn Mom and Dad not to have you.
Oh, harsh, T.
I think I'll just step in here and find out when you lose your hair.
Okay, whatever you guys have planned for this weekend, cancel it. We have a car to build.
No. What? Tommy, I thought this was supposed to be about us having fun.
Well, it's not about fun. It's about beating Angelica.
For you, maybe. I was just in it for the wreckage.
Maybe that's your problem. You never take anything seriously.
That's it. I'm gone.
Dill, you gonna help me here?
I'm still hurting about that not being born crack.
In here.
Plus, my socks are wet.
I'll stay, Tommy.
Hey, not so rough. You're gonna strip the screw.
You do it then. I'm going home to bed. But first, I'm gonna have some cereal. Oh.
Before we fire the starter's pistol, it's time to crown this year's streetcar derby queen. They're all mighty lovely, aren't they? After much agonizing, our judges have named this year's streetcar derby queen Miss Susie Carmichael.
Thank you. I'd like to take this moment to say something about this pageant.
As derby queen, Miss Carmichael also wins a scholarship to Miss Marm's School of Dance and Charm.
Yeah, thank you. As I stand before you, I
A blender toaster combination from Brooks Hardware for all your hardware needs.
As I was saying, this pageant is nothing but a...
And you'll represent this town at the Nationals, where you'll sing in front of 50,000 people!
I'm gonna make you so proud of me. Thank you! Thank you all!
Dill, you came! Chucky and Phil show too?
Not gonna happen.
Oh.
Next heat will be run in 20 minutes.
That's you, Tommy! Are you psyched?
Yeah, psyched. Dill, watch my car.
Supposed to be beating Angelica right now?
What's beating Angelica if it means losing my friends? Look, I don't blame you for being mad. I was a jerk. I'm sorry.
Come on, we gotta get you back to that race.
Tommy, where you been? You have 3 minutes to get into position.
It's okay, Dad. I got my crew with me now.
Don't worry, Pickles. I'll let you polish my trophy when I get it.
In your dreams.
Have you ever been down this hill before?
Only backwards, inside a station wagon.
My mom's a mechanical engineer.
That skunk! All that work, and he's the one who gets to go to Paris, France.
You mean Paris, Texas? The finals are in Texas.
Texas? You mean I risk my life for a trip to America's Dust Bowl? Oh, Pickles. About this cousin stuff. I'm sorry if I've been kind of rough on you all these years, but I think I've made you a better person.
Sticking my hand in an anthill made me a better person?
You'll never do that again. Maybe I'll start lightening up a little. Deal?
Deal.
Hey, see that girl over there? You didn't hear it from me, but she told me she likes you.
Really? Oh, no, I'm not falling for that again.
You're lost.
She said that? Maybe I should talk to her. No, 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 that's just what you want me to do.
Whatever, Pickles.
Oh.
Just look at this way.
I can't.
Are you sure?
Oh,
whatever.
Angelica.
But first, I'm gonna have some cereal.